Well, good morning again. We have an unexpected treat, which I just couldn't pass up. And we have a lot of people missing, probably because it's a holiday weekend and things and out, but they're going to miss a great treat this morning. You know, as I was preparing for the message, it kept just not coming together. I mean, it came together technically, but it wasn't like I didn't feel the message this week, you know, and of course it was a busy week, but things for Sunday came together, but for Shabbat, it just wouldn't come together, and I didn't know why. It's all Kalita's fault. typical, right? No. Kalita was one of the 17 of us that went this year, beginning of this year. I know, it's been a long year. What can I say? You know, I'm getting old, you know. March of this year, and went and gave out roses in the West Bank. And in the process, Kalita and I have developed a love-hate relationship. we're brother and sister, and we have cousins. Yeah, we have lots of fun. Brother and sisters in the Lord and cousins in other ways, and we just thank the Lord for what he's done, what he continues to do. It's mostly on the love side, even though a little bit of, you know. Yeah, about 75. The other 25 is fun. Kind of like me and Dell, you know, the 10 years of, you know. In fact, I think these two have colluded together. Kalita has colluded with Dell to, you know. Anyways. All right, so it's a blessing to have Kalita and Joe with us this morning. And I don't know if Kalita, you want to introduce Joe, but why don't you come on up? And Joe, if you want to, we're not going to put anything on you right now. But if you want to.
He wants okay. to be with his mama. Every boy wants his mother first, right?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Kalita. Good to have you here.
Good to have you. I haven't hugged you yet.
So. I know. Yeah, we did. We hugged.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Who came to score?
You got your quota already. No. such a blessing because of everything that, that's not why. Kalita's always a blessing. But with everything going on today in the world,
yeah.
when we're in Messiah, when we're in Christ, in Yeshua, you know, he breaks down those walls.
Amen.
Breaks
Amen.
Down those walls. And yeah. we can love each other. And let's just, you know, a little bit later, we'd like to pray for both of you, if
yeah.
that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would
Absolutely.
Like to just
Absolutely.
You know, pray for you and pray, you know, especially, I heard you're from Iraq.
Yeah.
What city in Iraq?
Baghdad.
Yeah. As you guys have known, Iraq has just been ripped apart.
Yes.
Ripped apart
yeah.
For years now. And so we just really need to lift up Joe as well and his whole family and his whole country right now. They're trying to take back Mosul, and that
yeah.
has been hard,
yeah.
very difficult.
Yeah.
A lot of good people are being killed in the process. And we need to be lifting up the remnant of the believers
yeah.
that are still there in the land
yeah.
that are being killed as well. You know, we take it for granted. We take this liberty and this freedom and all the things. I mean, just yesterday, you know, and I don't want to take up any of your time.
No,
you know, but
fine. Go ahead.
But just yesterday, we had what was called Black Friday here.
Yeah.
And I had a friend in Pakistan who asked me, what is Black Friday in America? And here I'm trying to explain to them that, oh, it's the day where we just, like, go shopping, and we shop a whole lot, and, you know, it's to make up for any deficit the stores may have. And, you know, I mean, just imagine being in a country where, you know, you shop, you go down, you have your bread, you have your milk, you have whatever you need, that's it. You don't have multiple choices
mm-hmm.
of those things. You have, it's there, you know, that's it. We go to the store, and I remember coming back from a country where, you know, if it was milk and there was bread and there was, you know, that's what you got. Coming back here, and it's like, okay, what kind of milk do I want? You know, do I want, you know, 2%? Do I want whole milk? Do I want, you know, and all of these choices, and I was overwhelmed with that. And we are so incredibly blessed in this country. Black Friday in other countries would probably mean something completely different.
Yeah.
It'd be like death, and well, it means that kind of here sometimes too with crazy shoppers. But I mean, think about that for a second. We idolize, things, stuff. We worship being able to get the best stuff. We fight over in parking lots, parking places, so we can go buy TVs.
Yeah.
People were killing each other yesterday.
Sad.
And for what? To have the biggest TV, to get in there and get some special deal? I mean, what do we worship in this country? It's certainly not the Lord, not when we're doing stuff like that. We just spend a day that was supposed to be thanking him, and then we go out and we buy as much as we can. Now, there are some good deals, and I understand getting good deals before, you know, the holidays and all that, but there's a way to do that that's not glorifying the shopping, but is continuing to glorify the Lord. But I'm saying in a country where we have so much, and yet we want more and more and more all the time, and we need to be praying for the believers in Iraq, the believers throughout the Middle East, who not only do they not have very much to begin with, but they're being killed for just believing in the truth, for just believing in the Lord. So I'm going to turn it over to Kalita, and you can introduce Joe.
Yeah.
We are recording it, but we're not going to do anything with it without your permission. Just letting you know that, okay? So, yeah, we can edit stuff out and things like that. Yeah, but we won't put anything out on the web or anything like that without, you know. Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I'm talking to him in Arabic, telling him, you sure do you want to do this? Okay. We're talking in Arabic here, so it's no personal, you know, it's like... we're making sure he needs that. We're making sure the Jew guy doesn't know what we say in here, you know. Like, hidden it from the Jews, you know. Oh, Father, we just say praise you, God. We praise you, God. This is really amazing because I got up this morning and Hirei Yeshua was on my head. Sam and Heather were all over my head. And we actually, I do a monthly meeting in Susanville once a month. And they text me, you know, there is a snowstorm coming, and we prayed last night. I mean, where we go, because we had like three places to go, and we could just sit home and talk with John, you know, and eat popcorn all day. It's Thanksgiving holiday. Joe is visiting from Chicago for a couple of days. This is my spiritual son, Joe. I'll share the story a little bit later. But really, it was Heather and Sam, and it was so funny as we were leaving town and a message came about the snow and the storm, and I pulled over, right, and I told Joe, we're on a crossroad now, you know, we have to figure out how it weighs before we go any, you know, further, like when we get on 20, you guys been to Clear Lake, we have to figure out which direction, it's three different directions, and I kept talking to him, where should we go, Joe, and I was like, Heather and Sam, the Lord kept saying, Heather and Sam, just go to Hirei Yeshua. So here we are, and we came to surprise you. I came to surprise you. And we showed up where the Passover dinner is, and there was nobody in the parking lot. I went to Baptist church, and I was like, Shabbat? Are they not having Shabbat? Or what's wrong? You know, did I hear the Lord wrong? Because he said, go to Heather and Sam, and there is not even one car in the parking lot. I'm like, dang. Then I looked at my phone, and Joe was getting on me about, what is your addresses? You need to get your addresses together. He's a son. I'm a mother. You know, we tell each other what to do all the time. It's so funny. But here we are, and the glory goes to God. I mean, he's doing something. So, Father, I just thank you for this beautiful time that you've given us with the family of God. This is your family, God. That's what you kept saying to me this morning as we're driving. It's about family. It's about family. So whatever you have in us to say right now, God, it's about your family. You consider these people your family, God. Your flesh and your blood on earth, God. So I just thank you for Heather and Sam. And I thank you that we walked in and we were so welcomed with love, God. And it's just so precious. And that's why we're here. We felt drawn to be home. This is home, God. This is home for our hearts and for our weary souls. So I just thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. You want to say anything, Mama? Go ahead.
Good morning. Jesus loves you very much. Mm-hmm. So Actually, this is my third time on platform, so I'm not used to it. Yeah.
It's okay.
My name is Yusuf, actually, but it's, you know, translated as Joseph, which is means God will add, and he's been adding to me many blessings. I mean, just being here, it's a blessing in America. And thank you for your hospitality. I just want to share with you what I shared last Saturday when I was platform with my church. It's Vineyard Church. So the Lord put in my heart to help the homeless. Yeah, so I was saving some money to help them. And I got up and I went. You know, he was giving me a revelation, but it's just I'm not type of person go on YouTube and do videos and your teachings. So I'm more doer person. So I won't just go and practice. So I went there and I encountered a lot of people. It's not, you know, really significant results, but I mean in the physical realm, but of course in the spiritual realm, I mean, I believe there was a lot of significant results. So I met one guy, his name Andrew, and he asked me for coffee, and I told him, let's go to Starbucks and have some coffee. And so we sat, and he told me how he got homeless, and he got laid from his job. Yeah, and I told him, I mean, just keep trusting in the Lord and press on. And I blessed him with some money. I mean, I don't know if I told him. I begged him, don't do it with the drugs. And mostly 95%, I mean, I've been told that they use it for drugs. But then I gave walking along and give him money. And then I realized this is not going to work. I'm going to, spend all the money with just giving them and without knowing for sure whether they're going to use it for good or for, I mean, not. So I saw a lady, she's giving a cup of coffee to some teenager. And I thought, oh, this is maybe what I need to do. So after she left him, he was really, I can see his skin. I mean, he wasn't covered really well. So I brought with me just one sweater. It's not heavy, but it's better than nothing. So I gave him one sweater. I told him, are you cold? He nodded. And I told him, guess what? I mean, God provides your sweater today. So I gave him, and the lady gave him the hot coffee. She was inspired to me. So I started to buy hot coffee and, give it to people. And it was a blessing to them, and they were happy. After that, the inspiration got further, and I brought snacks and pies, wrapped from 7-Eleven. And I started to give it to them. And, I was saving about a couple hundred, and I spent it all. That was my plan, yeah. So it was really good experience. I met one guy, three girls from Oklahoma. They were taking pictures. I told them, how do you know if Jesus loves you? And one teenager lady, she said, who cares how much he loves us? I kept silent because she said, it's personal. And here it's, in America, there's a boundary. And I was unfamiliar with this answer. It was a really good answer. And I kept silent. And the lady, her friend, she said, what's all about? I told her, I just asked her how much do you think Jesus loves you? She answered good questions. She said, because, I mean, I know how much he loves me because he shed his blood on the cross for my sin. I told her, do you believe it? She said, yes, I do. Mm. I told her, those girls, they don't. They kept looking at me. And I mean, since I don't have any answer further, and I didn't want them any encounter any trouble, so I told them, I hope you do someday. And I told them, just have a great day. And yeah, I met one guy. I mean, I met a lot of guys, but I'm just sharing a couple with you. I met one guy, he's Britain. I told him, he was with Walker, and he damaged his knees. I told him what happened. And he told me, you know, with football, which is soccer in Britain, I told him, can I pray for you? I prayed. I didn't ask for the result. I just trusted in God. He gonna do it his way. Some people, not all the time needs instant healing, but the process of the talking, and sometimes that helps. All people see it. I mean, maybe some people, they see it. Oh, they didn't get healed, then all what he said, it's nothing. But I believe it means at least something. So I told him, do you believe in Jesus? He said, no, I'm not religious. So I told him, well, he changed my life, and I was a hypocrite. I mean, I born Christian, Catholic, but then he changed my life and, you know, got convicted reading his words. And I told him, think about it like this. I mean, I asked him if he is married, and he said yes. I told him, think about it. If you love your wife, you wouldn't you wouldn't betray her or treat her, you know, bad or whatever, because you love her. So I told him, it's kind of like this with God. I mean, if you love God, you won't sin. And you try your best, and it's a relationship. So he kept silent. I just told him, I hope you do believe it. I mean, it wasn't, you know, like emphasizing on him or force my belief. I mean, people, and I realized that people, they don't care about each other on that day. And I realized some people get transformed instantly through people or through anything else, and some people get transformed through process. And we kind of now in era or in time, we need to see people transfer instantly, then we can rethink or think again or have evidence. But we miss the point. Sometimes people, we don't realize that sometimes we can be part of their process, of somebody's, you know, healing or salvation or name it. I mean, process, somebody's process. I mean, I believe in that day I was not all of them, but most of them or some of them, part of their process. And it was really great encounter and experience. And I got really courage, I mean, brave after that. I mean, a lot of fear went away. Yeah, it was really, just do it. Just trust in the Lord, and he will provide. And he added, you know, the faith and the fearless, you know, basis. He'll do it for you. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for your hospitality. Praise God. Thank you.
Good job, LB. High five. You're going to be a preacher someday. Because mine will be
to add. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Habibi. Mama is happy, can you tell? You got my boy. I really want to share, actually, you know, about me and Joe. It's really a miracle. What happened is we went to Israel together, And when I came back, I have 4 children by birth. My older daughter was taken away from me when she was 9 months old. And that been really a deep wound for me to get over that. I don't think so I got over it yet. That's something you don't get over. But that's something, like Joe said, the process. You know, I'm getting there. Maybe in eternity it'll be like completely, completely gone, I'm sure. But right now I still struggle with it. She's actually 28, and I haven't talked to her for a long, long time, and I haven't seen her. Then I have 3 children, and I have twins, a boy and a girl, and a younger boy who's 23. And my daughter went to Jordan last year to go teach English. And she was already been brainwashed by my second husband and toward Islam a lot. And she wanted to go visit with her father, and it turned out she just entered that spirit of Islam. She just changed. And she's covering up now. And when I came back from Israel, she came to visit from Jordan to here. And she was in my living room, and I have the Star of David, Jesus, the crosses, everything else in between. Messianic, not Messianic, no Catholic stuff, but I mean everything. But I have an Israeli flag that was given to me as a gift, and I have the American flag, and I have them in a very big visible spot in my living room. And I cook to clean the house. I haven't seen her for a year. She came, brought some guests with her, and I was so excited, couldn't wait to see her, couldn't wait to hold her. You know, Heather, understand that. A mother, you know, you have a mother's heart. You just want to kiss your baby. You just want to smell them, you know. And I want to hug her, and there was that wall. And I would just, I said, she had stuff with her. And I said, well, I kind of hug, you know. And she said, don't hug me. And I said, well, put the stuff down. I got to hug you. You're my daughter. And she said, no, don't touch me. And I knew something instantly changed in her. And within like 5-10 minutes of being in my house, she was talking about Israel and talking about how I betrayed my people and left Islam, but it's even a step further over the fence that I became Jewish. I'm like, I didn't become Jewish. I'm more Palestinian than all the Palestinians. You really don't understand. I love the Palestinian people. So she sat there and she was talking, and her brother there and her other couple friends, and she was just talking, and I could see that spirit want to rise up in me, and I want to say something. You know, I want to just straight it out and win the fight. And the Lord said, just walk away. And I, as I'm walking away from her, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit, God's audible voice. And the Holy Spirit said to me, watch your back. And I turned, and my daughter holding a butcher knife coming at me with it in my kitchen. With the knife. It's a real knife that I know is very sharp. It's my kitchen. I cut meat with it. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was instantly the Holy Spirit said to me, she's behind you with a knife. Watch your back. And I looked and I just moved out of her way. And she tapped it right in the air and it fell out of her hand. And I looked at her and I said, her name is Taqwa. I said, Taqwa, you have 30 second to get out of this house. Not 60, half a minute. Not 60, because I'll kill you in the flesh. Get out of my house before I call the cops and throw you in jail for the rest of your life for what you're just trying to do to me. I hate you. I mean, that spirit just came out of her. I hate you. I hate Israel. And her voice changed and her eyes changed and I could see the demonic in her. And as I shut the door, I felt like someone just took my heart and ripped it out of me and threw it outside my door as I shut it, because I knew I was losing her for good. This is no looking back. And I remember going back, picking up the knife and just crying to the Holy Spirit and saying, where did I go wrong, God? I'm just doing my calling. You know, we talk to God like that, right? Sometimes I'm just, you called me for this, God. You told me I was born to be a woman of peace and a woman of love. And I'm just walking in this. How can I walk away from my own babies. I raised them. I became homeless on the street. I took the food out of my own mouth to feed them. I struggled for years to protect them from the spirit of Islam. She's coming at me with a knife. And I felt like a failure, like I haven't done anything right. And I remember going to bed that night, and the Holy Spirit said to me, you have to let her go. You cut in the cord today. No more calling her, no more inviting her over, no more texting her. You have to cross the line with me. You have to come fully and leave her. Just leave her. I'm like, am I hearing from God? Does God say that to us sometimes, that you have to cut people off? Your own flesh and blood? You have to cut them off? They had to. They had to. And I had to remember, I'm laying in bed and remembering Father Abraham carrying Isaac to the altar. And he was willing to set the fire, and he was willing to butcher his own son. And I said, okay, God, you gave your son, then I have to give my daughter. I will give her up. And I remember calling you. I think I called you. I told Heather I could talk to Heather and tell her my heart. I said, Heather, you're family to me. You're family to me. This is why I'm drawn here, because I called Grandpa, you know, a couple of days ago, and I told him on the phone, I said, I'm longing for family. I'm here by myself, and I need to come over and be with you because I'm longing for family. I'm all by myself. It's hard. It's really hard. There is days when it's very depressing, and I cry all day long. I feel lonely. It's reality. It's not something that God could just write off. He just wants you to go through the process of doing something. So out of all that, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to cope with all of this, God. How am I going to stop being a mother? How can you stop being a mother? You cannot turn it off. It doesn't go away. I have no relationship. None of my four kids talk to me. None of them pick up the phone. And the only thing I have done wrong, I'm not making myself better or more holy than anybody else, is I followed God. I heard his voice, and I went to the truth. And that cost me so many relationships. And the last of them was my own children. To give them up was horrible. But I made the decision, I gave them up, and struggling with all of that, in a nutshell, Joe came to my life. And I tell you guys, I want to tell you, it's a gift from God. And it's like when Isaac saw his brother, you know, and told him, I see God in you. And when I look at that young man's face, I see God. Why? Because he's a young man who loves God. He loves God, and he loves Israel. And we start talking on the phone, and he said, you're my spiritual mom. And I said, you're my spiritual son. I'm home. I finally have someone who likes me. Comes all the way from Chicago to visit me. It never happened before. No one ever comes and visits Khalida, honestly. I'm not making anybody wrong or they don't love me enough or anything. It just, I lived in Clear Lake for 20 years, and I have one of my friends, Summer, who's an Arab Summer, lives in San Francisco, have not visited me in over 10 years once. And I didn't know, for some reason, the past 2-3 months, it caved on me. You know how you're somewhere and you're like looking at walls and you go, oh, there is walls, cool. You know, it's like there is a space. But all of a sudden, it collapsed on me. And I looked around and I'm like, oh my God, I have nobody around me. What's going on, God? And in the process, you know, my son was talking, Joe was talking. In the process, God is showing me it's all about Israel. It's all about my people. It's all about restoring my nation. It's all about getting Jerusalem ready. It's all about, you cannot love the earthly things, you know, Sam was talking about, including your own, sometimes family, your blood, the one that you raised to become men and women. You have to give them up for the cause of Christ. And then he will reward you. He will send, I mean, when I first met him, I'm like, this is a complete stranger wants to come to visit me from Chicago. Where do you live in Chicago? I'm like, where is Chicago? I forgot where Chicago is all of a sudden. But it's that restoration, it's that healing oil. It's that when I walked in this morning, is, you know, your dad announced Kalida's here, and it took you 2 minutes. It's like, what? What's going on? But this is the family of God. And the Lord said it. Yeshua said it. I was asking Joe, what is that scripture? But I could quote it perfectly because it's a reality in my life. Who's my mother? Who's my father? Who's my brother? Who's my sister? In this season and in this time and where Israel is and where we are in America, that's all is going to count. That's all is going to count. The rest of it is going to the fire. The rest of it is going to the fire. And in the process of letting go of my physical children, bringing in my spiritual son into my life and bringing him to the things of God and bringing myself to the things of God and bringing Heather into my life and Sally and Sheila. We were with Sheila yesterday and we were in the Arabic store in Sacramento and I was looking at those people. I was talking to this Muslim girl that only her eyes are showing. And I could see the darkness around her. And it's not just because she's wearing a scarf, because she lives in that spirit of darkness where there's no light. There's no light in her life. And I'm standing there buying water and buying drinks, but we talked and I prayed over her and she told me, you know, she just got married and her life story and her husband is in the car. And I'm like, you know, it's like, this is so cheap for me. I love being around the Muslim, but it brings life to me when I am in Shabbat. It brings healing oil to me when I am with my Jewish friends. And I make that choice because God is in it. I was telling Joe, we commanded to love one another. It's not like you have a choice. You don't have a choice. You have a choice to not like Kalida. Sometimes I don't like Kalida either. The crying, the moaning, the, you know, groaning Kalida, the feeling lonely, the like, shoot me kind of Kalida, you know, because I'm having a bad day, you know. I don't like her either. If she's too much for me, she has to be too much for somebody else. You know, it's like, sometimes they want to get away from me. And I pray that. I'm like, Lord, save me from my own self. I'm terrible. I'm horrible. Look at all the things I just said today, you know. No, please, God, save me from my own insanity and my own head, my own thinking. You know, I just want to follow God. I just want to love God. And I'm in this place where Sheila was saying it yesterday, and then Joe said it, and I'm like, I guess I'm weird that way. But I was telling Joe, I am showered with the love of God. I'm drenched with God's love, deeper than ever before. And I'm figuring out this formula on earth is all about loving one another. It's really all about the family of God and loving one another. Do you want to be left behind when they talk about the left behind series? That's left behind. To never witness love, because Jesus said it. If you have everything and you haven't had love, true love, God is wave love, you're bankrupt. You have nothing. So really leaving me in that beautiful place, and I want to close it. I was telling it to Joe this. I think I told you that this morning about my first trip to Africa, right? We're sharing devotion and we're talking about love, and it was when I went to Africa the first time. I went 2 times to Africa, and I went with Jewish Voice to minister to the Messianic Jewish in remote countries, and a lot of them were Muslim. And we get in there, and I mean, they send us, you know, the pamphlet. We go in, this is the lost tribe of Israel. They have no food, they have no water, they have no clothing. We're taking medicine, we're taking outreach, we're going to give them the gospel. And I'm nodding my head, got it, done it. Oh, got this, baby. Don't you even think it twice. I know. I'm a minister. I'm going to go minister God's gospel. I got it. You know, throwing bunches in the air. And then I get in there. I was telling Joe, and I saw the people. And I could count their bones on their bodies. I could count their ribs. I could see every single bone in their leg. And I could see the boil on their bodies. I could see the blood coming out of them, filling with pus. They smelled horrible. They have not bathed for years in Africa. They have no food. They have no water. They have no medical assistance. They have no shoes. They stink so bad because they got dirt on them everywhere on their body. And we got to the prayer tent, and I was supposed to pray for their salvation. And I saw them, and I stepped away. I am not touching those diseased people. I'll pray like a mile away, you know, like 10 feet away. God bless you and protect you, and may Jesus save you up here in the air, because really, you know, that's how much I love you. I couldn't touch them. I couldn't touch them. And when I went to lay in bed that night, I was like, felt filthy on the inside because I had no love in my heart for those people. I couldn't touch them when they were boil, broken, diseased, and have nothing else to give me back. I didn't even want to hug them or look at them. Might as well pray for them. And I got on the ground, I got on the floor, I got flat on my face, Muslim style, okay? Know how to do that. They taught us in Islam, flat. That nose gonna touch the ground. Put it on the ground. And I cried out to the Lord and I said, I'm gonna go home because I don't know how to minister to those people. How am I supposed to love those people? You brought me all the way from America to Africa, 2 days of travel. I wanna go home. If I don't have love, I don't belong here. You have to show me how to do this. I cannot even touch them. I'm horrified looking at them. Might as well pray. And I'm in that place, and nothing happened. And I'm going, I'm in trouble. They called us for prayers. You're going to go pray for salvation. I'm like, oh, no. Here's the Palestinian in me. I shouldn't have been born. Seriously, you know. Oh, my God. We walking into the tent, and really, I'm like 10 feet away from the tent. 10 feet away, and I'm seeing the people coming. I'm seeing them. And here comes the Holy Spirit. I'm looking up. I looked up, and I'm telling you guys, I see things in the Spirit. I see the Holy Spirit coming down. I didn't know. I described it to Joe. I said, have you ever been in the ocean when the wave goes over you? And I mean, we're not talking little waves. We're talking, I've been in the ocean, diving, not even swimming or anything, looking for stuff in the ocean. And the wave came over me. That was beautiful. And here comes the Holy Spirit. And throws it. Fell. I fell. And everybody around me looking is like, oh, leave it to the Palestinian to be dramatic. Like, there is not even a rock on the ground, and she flipped and fell. You know, like, what's her problem? Everybody, I could see the leader. I could see everybody's like, nobody want to touch me. And then I start flopping like a chicken for a while. I'm like, oh, my God, really, God, really? You know, like, I told you touch me, but not that much. You know, like, and I tell you, for about 15 to 20 minutes, and God just giving me love, giving me love, giving me love. He just poured it on me, put it in me. And then the minute I saw the people, I ran to them. I ran to them and I just held them and I kissed them. And I tell you, their blood is on my lips. It's on my hands. And one of the leaders said, you need to wear gloves. We minister, we pray for those people, but we don't do it that way. You need to stop. It's like, stop, don't do it that way. Put gloves on, you know. These people have AIDS. They have diseases. And I said, God told me to love them. And I'm going to catch AIDS? Oh, well. Then I'm Mother Teresa. Put me on, you know. Don't make me Holy Mary next to the Holy Mary, but just remember me in your prayers or something. You know, I hope this woman didn't go to hell for all the bad things that she done to the Jewish people. You know, it's like, I'm willing to die that way. But, I mean, it was so beautiful. I was telling Joe, it's amazing when God's love come over you and then you could love people from God's love. It's amazing. It's a knockout. And I've been saying it to Sheila. I've been saying it to Joe. I've been saying it to many people. It's like, I don't think so. I know how, you know, I mean, some people having a problem with my boundaries. I'm so touchy, feely, I don't know what they call it in the United States of America. If I get weird with you, just pray for me, okay? Don't rebuke me. But, I mean, It's just so beautiful when you become God's hands and feet and you have his heart. It's like your heart wants to come out and just love like this, you know, just want to love. And the past few days with the fire in Haifa, and I've been in Haifa in 2009, and it's just no one, it's a terrorist attack and all of this crazy thing. And I'm like, Lord, you got to protect Israel. You got to protect your people. And it's like my love is increasing. And there is days where I'm like, really, God, can I not love today? Can I, like, take a break? You know, like, I don't want to love anybody today. I just want to be mean today for a day. It doesn't work that way. When you cross over, you're ruined very much. You know, Jesus ruins you. You know, John, I think if the Apostle John, I think if John, how he felt when he had his head rested on Jesus' chest. How does that feel? He heard Jesus' heartbeat. That's what he did. Boom, 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 boom. I bet that, like, doesn't want to get up. You know, it's like, I'll just hang out to you, God, for the rest of my life. And I have those kind of people in my life. And I want that more than anything else. I don't want to hate the Jews anymore. Not worth it. I don't want to curse my family, my cousins, because it's not worth it. Look what I'm missing when you cross over. Maybe it hurts. And I'm learning, love hurts. And God is teaching me, I went on the cross, and I paid the price. You think I wasn't hurt when I got spit on? When I was nailed into that cross? But I did it for you. So if I could do it for you, you could do it for someone else. You could do it for someone else. So I want to leave you with this. This country, I love this country. May God fix America, okay? But he may not fix America. Maybe instead he wants to fix us. Fix our heart. Fix our heart. Because our heart is really broken. It's not the system and it's not the government. The government put Jesus on the cross. No government will ever glorify God. It doesn't matter how many times we pray for the White House. If they don't have Jesus, they're going to do it wrong. We could pray for it. But I mean, I'm not criticizing anybody, and I don't hate Donald and I don't hate Hillary. I don't want to hate anybody. I'm done. Hey, Jew, I'm done with the hate. Got it? You know, I'm done with the hate. But God wants to fix our heart, make us love with his love. And just, it's going to come a time when you're going to help each other out. And it's not going to be the assistant from the government. And they're not going to look twice at us. It's going to be us helping one another. So count your family. Find your family. That's what the Lord, the message told me to tell you is, where is your family? Where's your treasures? Where's your heart? Who counts in your life? Is it the one that doing the will of the Father or the one on Black Friday killing each other over 14-inch TV? That may go out. Joe was in my house and he saw one of the oldest TV on the planet Earth. It still works. We had it for over 20 years. Someone gave it to me when I was homeless and I had my first apartment. Bulky, huh, Joe? Big. Has this table thing that goes under floppy, but it works. It's a TV. And one night we had, I think a month or two ago, the first storm came. It killed all my 32-inch TV on the spot. Three of them. $400 each. That was like, and Joe said, he didn't have the protective device. Got it. He's a smart son. He doesn't have a protective device. But it killed all my Fry TV, and I have the oldest, dingiest, weird-looking, bulky TV that works perfect. Sitting on a whatever in my living room, you know. But the whole point is the TV will go out in 1 minute, but the people that God has given you as family, the family of God, that you will take with you to eternity. I love Joe so much because he loved God. And I love our relationship because we read the Bible together. We pray together. We talk about Jesus. We love each other with the love of God. That's what counts. through the process of opening myself to this Iraqi refugee, whatever people call you. What they call you? It's not refugee. What is it?
Immigrant.
He's an immigrant because he's going to become an American. But I remember when Saddam Hussein, they were hunting him down, I was praying for his salvation with my pastor. I was praying for the salvation, Saddam Hussein. And I remember when I was praying about Joe, the Lord reminded me, he said, you remember you praying for Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi people and the Iraqi church? I decided to pick an Iraqi son for you. What? I never met an Iraqi person before. Like, I'm falling in love with the food, with the language, with the culture. I'm learning it because I never really had anything. And I know you have your brother, Paul. So it's like, you guys have that already. But that's what counts. That's what counts. That's the message I want to give you. That's what counts. And this is why we were drawn by the Spirit of God. Somebody needs to hear it. I hope, you know, I delivered the message. And I just thank you so much for... On the spot, Crazy Khalida shows up and you just decide to let her speak. You should think twice about that. But I love you and you are family to us. And we're just so grateful, Joe and I, to be with you this morning. Love you.
I love you too.
Yep. You want to bring him?
So what's really cool is you have a Palestinian standing here with Hebrew around her neck.
I know.
And there's a Jew with Arabic around her neck.
I know, but that's something.
We didn't plan that. That just happened.
No. I actually, this is the Esther.
Yeah, your people should be my people.
Yeah. Somebody designed it for me. I actually asked the guy. I said, I want that scripture somehow put together. Yeah, you know, the Ruth and Naomi and just put it together. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Because I want to die with it. When I get buried, you make sure that's in there, okay?
And I hope I'm not wearing my Arabic backwards. I was wearing it backwards the other day.
No, it was fine.
It's a noon, and it's a J for the Christians in the Middle East. Their houses are painted with the noon because they follow Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
And so this has a J and an N that are combined. Yeah. And it's a solidarity piece with
You got that from Israel. When
yes,
you were in Israel.
From the Syriac shop.
Yeah, the Syriac shop,
But also, when we stood in Arabic Bethlehem, we prayed towards this this white gleaming city on the hill across, which is Ephrata, and it's a Jewish city, and we would blow the shofars across the valley and would pray. And 6 months later, the Jews in that Ephrata invited the Arabs from Bethlehem to come and celebrate Sukkot and have dinner with them.
Yeah.
And that healing of the nation.
Restoration.
Yeah.
The healing oil.
God is doing it.
Yeah.
In little pieces. Whether or not the news reports on it, God is uniting people.
Yeah. Yeah, he's putting us together.
Even with these fires and the terrorists who started the fires, the Palestinians are helping put out the fires.
Yeah.
Jordan is helping put out the fires.
Praise God.
Egypt is helping put out the fires.
Can you imagine that? 1967, which is not even 50 years.
Yeah.
Next year is my birthday. I'm born in 67. I'm telling you my age. We were killing each other, you know. And here we're part of the healing process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... So Psalm 68:6 says he takes the lonely and he puts them in families.
Yes.
And Psalm 23 talks about, in the presence of my enemies, God prepares a banqueting table. And very often we think of it as, he will vanquish my enemies and he will restore my position and pour out blessing on me. And they will see it and they will be jealous. But what it is there's a table prepared. And the people who are supposed to be my enemies, we get to sit at the table together.
That's what that means.
We get to be together at the table because he takes our enemies and he turns them into family.
Amen. We are family.
So we want to pray over Joe and Khalida.
Yeah. Come on, Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Mama.
Actually, I was just looking at the verse and I do want to pray for Joe and Khalida, but first of all, I would like all of us to stand up and join hands. And Khalida, if you could pray for us, because God has given you just an incredible gift of love. And I want that more. I want that more in my life, you know?
I love you, Sam.
It's, I mean, really, I mean, I really feel like we need to receive that gift that has poured upon you, that we need prayer for that, because, I mean, I love, you know, to a certain extent, and I know that when the Holy Spirit is, you know, I know it's all about the Lord. It's all, it's not us.
Yeah.
It's not in our own love.
Yeah,
right, but that's exactly what I'm saying is if you could just pray for all of us here that God will just anoint us with that same gift of love for each other and for our enemies and for our friends and, you know, across the board. Thank you, Joe, also for sharing, because you were sharing that gift of love with everybody just on the streets. And, you know, we hear about people going over to Iraq to help, you know, but here you're helping and you're ministering to our needy people on the streets,
on the
streets, you know. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. The streets of Chicago, nonetheless, murder capital of the world. Hey, what are you doing? I'm not done with my hand yet.
He's loving you.
I'm not done with my hand yet. Anyways. I know what he's doing. He's like, come on, you know, stop talking. That's what he's doing. So if you could just pray for us, Kalita.
Wow. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. I'm so honored and so privileged, God, that you have given me love. And Lord, there is time when I struggle and I cry and I ask you to take the love away. But Lord, I repented from that. I repent that. And my heart is, I cry and, but that's your love, God. That's your tears. When I cry, these are your tears, Lord. That's the revelation I'm getting, that you're crying over your people also, the lost sheep of Israel and the lost sheep of the world, Lord. Lord, I just bless this congregation. I bless this family of God, Father. Thank you for making us one.
Yes,
even we don't live so near each other at all, but God, there is love. I have a grandpa in here. I have a brothers and sister. I have a family, and I couldn't see myself anywhere in the world today, but here, you brought me here. You directed my heart here. So, Lord, I thank you for Sam and Heather and everyone in here, and I ask you to pour out your love on each and every one of them, Father. I just thank you, Father, that you give us the gift that you gave to John, and John gave to you. You and John, the Apostle John, loved each other and got each other heartbeat. So, Lord, give us that kind of love that we count each other's heartbeat, God, and we care for one another with your love. This world is getting darker by the minute, but your light is brighter than ever before. So we just thank you, God, for making a way for your children.
Yes.
Let us follow your light, Father, and not get lost in the darkness of this world. I thank you for the privilege and honor, God, of trusting me with your love. I thank you. It's a privilege and honor that you trust me, God, and I thank you for humbling me and teaching me your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I bless this house and everyone in it. In Yeshua's name, amen.
And Lord, we receive that gift of love. And Lord, I just ask that right now, Lord, I say for myself, but for all of us, Lord, we repent of our attitude of allowing, Lord, the attitude and the philosophy of this world to invade, Lord, our own life, to pervade our thinking and our thoughts, Lord, instead of having the mind of Messiah regarding each other, Lord, that we would not see each other the way we used to anymore, but we would see everyone with that new understanding that we have in Messiah. And Lord, just fill us with your love.
Yes.
Fill us to overflowing, Lord, that nothing will be able to stop it, that it will permeate every aspect of our life. It will flow out from us, Lord. We will exude you, Lord, as we have received that blessing this morning. We've received that, Lord. And I do believe, Lord, that you have gifted, you have given each person gifts.
Yes, God.
And Lord, a gift you have definitely given Kalita is loving. And Lord, you've just poured that upon her. And so, Lord, we want that too. We want to have that happen. And we know that can only happen by your Holy Spirit working in our lives.
Yes,
so Lord, right now we open our hearts and we ask for forgiveness for any remaining hatred or bitterness or bias or prejudice that we might have inside of us right now. Lord, we ask that you will deal with that by the power of your Holy Spirit. We confess it to you and we ask for your forgiveness and for your cleansing, Lord. Lord, show us, reveal. We reveal when those attitudes and those things pop up in our hearts, Lord, that we will give them quickly to you and not allow any root of anger or bitterness or hatred in any way, Lord, come to become ingrained in our heart, Lord, that we will deal with it right away. And Father, I lift up Kalita to you right now, Lord. I just ask for just your touch, your healing, yes, Lord. Lord, we know only you can heal the wounds. Only you can heal the wounds. And as she said, there's some that probably won't be fully healed, and that's true for all of us until we see you face to face. But Lord, you love Kalita so much, and we ask that you will fill that void in her heart right now, Lord. The loss of her children, Lord, that you will just fill that. Lord, it says in your word that no one has left father or mother or husband or children for me that won't be restored 100-fold in this life and in the world to come, Lord. That's your promise, Lord. That's your promise. And Father, I also pray that, Lord, you will restore her blood children as well, that you will draw them back from the enemy. Lord, wherever they go, that they won't be able to get away from your truth, the gospel, yes, Lord. And Lord, yes, bring God, them back. Lord, just as you did with Kalita, as you just reached right in and just grabbed a hold of her, Lord, and rescued her, that you will rescue her children as well, and that she will not lose them, Lord. As she has given them to you, Lord, it's all up to you. We leave it in your hands. And Lord, that's exactly what you call us to do, is to take our children and our family and just offer them up to you. And Lord, that is the best thing we could possibly do, because they're in your hands.
Yes, God.
They belong to you, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, you can do whatever work you want to do, and we're not in the way of that anymore. And so, Lord, just do a work in her children. Draw them to you.
Yes, God.
Grab a hold of them and bring them back, Lord.
Yes, God.
And we believe that you're going to do this to your glory and to your honor, Lord. We believe you're going to do this work.
Yes, God.
Lord, I thank you for Joe. I thank you for his heart of love, reaching out to the homeless and those that are on our streets, Lord. And Lord, just the passion that you've given him there. Lord, I thank you for drawing him to yourself,
yes,
and bringing
you,
him, Lord, into your family and even in a greater way, Lord. And I understand, I grew up in the church too, and I was a hypocrite, and you grabbed a hold of my heart and you showed me your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
And Lord, I am so grateful for that. And no, I know Joe is as well, Lord, so empower him. Lord, you have incredible plans for him, Lord. You do for all of us. But Lord, I just pray for Joe. I just pray that the calling that you put on his life,
yes, God,
Lord, that,
yes,
that you will fulfill that according, yes, to your will. I thank you for his humility, Lord, that he's not trying to do teachings and all of these things, but Lord, he's just trying to do your will on a daily basis. And Lord, I pray as he continues to humble himself that you will raise him up, that you,
yes,
will lift him,
yes,
up.
Father.
Lord,
yes,
that you,
God,
will give him,
yes,
the opportunities, and it will be your words being spoken, Lord, because you're the one giving him the opportunities.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I thank you that he's with us this morning. I thank you for the way that you've knit Kalita and Joe together, Lord, that it's a mom and her son, Lord, and that you're filling that, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, because you know exactly what we need.
Yes.
You know what both of them needed, Lord. And I just pray that I just ask, Lord, we also pray for John, Lord. Just bless,
yes,
him.
Yes,
just
heal
move
his
in
body,
him.
Lord.
Heal his body. Yes, Lord. Right now, we just, yes, ask for Kalita's husband, John, Lord, just for your healing touch, yes, upon him. Encourage him, Lord, physically, emotionally,
yes,
spiritually,
Father,
in,
yes,
every way,
God,
Lord, we just ask for your strength and your healing.
Yes, Father.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that you arranged.
Yes, God.
Lord,
yes,
that we,
God,
didn't. You came up with it.
Yes,
and,
God.
And we give you all the glory and all the praise. And we pray all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Let's go ahead and do the blessings. We're all here. We might as well just do them here.
I love you.
Blessing over the bread. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Amen. Blessing over the fruit of the vine. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Amen. Yivarech Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai panav elecha ve'huneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yesem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, Sar HaShalom. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.